السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Thursday morning, Alhamdulillah, the 16th of January 2025. Corresponding with the 16th of Rajab 1446. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. May Allah Ta'ala grant us afiyat. Allah Ta'ala grant us husni khatima. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. On this beautiful Thursday morning, may Allah سبحانه وتعالى grant you afiyat, bless you and apa with good health. Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen, and Allah Ta'ala bless the entire ummat in this Mubarak month of Rajab and Sha'ban. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawlana Saleem Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Monley. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 16th of Rajab 1446 in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, and in South Africa and 90% of the countries of the world. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, today we focus on chapter 42, Surah Ash-Shura, the consultation, and verses 10, 11 and 12. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And whatever issues you are having, difference of opinions. So now let us see. This refers to the day of justice now. The Jews will tell you that they are following the correct and the right religion. The Christians will tell you the same. And then the Buddhas and the Hindus will tell you the same. And we as Muslims will tell you that no, only we are following the right decision and the right religion. وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِي So whatever you are differing in and disputing in, مِنْ شَيْءٍ on any matter, فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ Hence the just ends, the decision of it on the day of justice is only, solely, exclusively there by Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. One easy reason that will resonate with you, and you must use it whenever you are discussing this topic with your neighbor or your colleague or your employee, employer, and so forth. Ask them, the Jews, what is your constitution? So they will say the Torah. Then you ask them, but which Torah? Show us the exact Torah, the replica of that Torah that was revealed to Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Moshi. They can't produce that. Show us one person today, the chief rabbi of South Africa or of Israel or any other country, who knows the original Torah by heart, by memory, in the original language. They can't produce one, so they're disqualified. Same thing, you go to the Christians, you go to the Hindus, you go to the Buddhists, and so forth and so on. So they cannot produce one person, one book that was revealed to a prophet and messenger, and that book is still valid, and no addition, no omission, no interpolation. So we say there's no hope for the Pope. And you see the Pope now is saying that they're hiding all the pedophilia cases that were there. And now he's blaming his predecessor, you must remember, and that is Benedict. Then Benedict will say, no, the guy before me. So that's why they have lost all credibility. Then you take Judaism, you take Hinduism, then you take Buddhism, you take all these isms. So where is your constitution? Only Muslims have a constitution. And that constitution, in its pristine purity, no addition, no omission, no interpolation, and not one, two, millions of people we have who are hafiz of the noble Quran. Moha Salim Karim is hafiz. I, with Allah's help, with Allah's grace and mercy, am hafiz. Millions of people, male, female, adult, and children, and majority of them today are non-Arab. They have memorized the entire Quran Sharif. And this is how Almighty Allah made divine arrangement for the preservation, protection of the noble Quran. Chapter number 15, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. Verily, surely, definitely, we have revealed this reminder, this Quran Sharif, the glorious Quran. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. And definitely, surely, we will preserve it and protect it. So, for hukmuhu ila Allah, hence the final judgment is there by Almighty Allah. And Almighty Allah states, Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. The only religion that is accepted by Almighty Allah is Islam. Therefore, every prophet and messenger that came to this world was, will always be known as a Muslim and no other religion. And if you want references of this, so we'll give you the reference. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, Inna deena indallahi al-Islam, that the only religion that is accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Islam. And any other ism will be rejected and will not be accepted in the court of Almighty Allah. Open chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, and verse number 19. You will find it there. Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. And any person, it can be a pope, it can be a bishop, it can be archbishop, it can be rabbi, chief rabbi. Wa may yabtaghi ghayr al-Islami deena, falay yuqbala min, whosoever sees another religion besides Islam, another cult, religion, call it whatever you want to. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ It will never ever be accepted from him or her for that matter. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ And they will be the losers and failures in the year after. Chapter 3, verse number 85. And all prophets and messengers were Muslims only. Today, this Abrahamic accord with Trump coming back in the White House, the felon and the criminal. So remember chapter 3, verse 67. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiya wala Nasraniya walakin kana Hanifan Muslima wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Khalilullah, nor was he a Jew or a Christian or an idol worshipper, Allah forbid. So what was he? Kana Hanifan Muslima. Hanif, one who moved away from all the false ideologies and embraced the truth only, and submitted and surrendered himself lovingly, willingly to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Zalikumullahu Rabbi. So that is my Rabb, that is Allah. Who is Allah? My Rabb, my sustainer, nourisher, provider. Alayhi tawakkaltu. Only upon him do I place my trust. When we place our trust on people, then 90% of the time they will disappoint you, and then you will go and feel so suicidal, and you will feel so disappointed, and so forth. Wa ilayhi unib, and unto him I keep on turning and turning, and asking him for divine assistance and help at all times, all places, all circumstances. Who is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla? You want to put up a big and mega building, all flats and offices and luxury suites and so forth, so you will have so many diagrams, so many specimens in front of you, and so many architects and plumbers and builders and so forth. Who is Almighty Allah? Fatiru samawati wal ard, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the celestial creation, the terrestrial creation. Min ghayri mithalin sabiqin, and there was no specimen, there was no diagram, there was no model sample there in front of Almighty Allah. He created it the first time, and he created it perfectly. And then he made you, O human being, the masterpiece of his creation. Ja'ala lakum min anfusikum azwaja, he made for your benefit, min anfusikum, from your own species, azwaja, spouses, Adam and Eve, Eve and Adam. There's no other definition of marriage in Islam from time immemorial, but the Western concept came. And remember today, this curse system, South Africa included, America, Europe, and so forth, they say no, Adam and Eve, and then they say Adam and Steve, and then they say Adam and Eve, and in some countries like Spain, in some parts, they say even bestiality is acceptable. So this is this human being. They have become worse than swines and animals, remember that. The animal kingdom do not do that, to go to their own gender. But this Hazrat the Insan, the masterpiece of Allah's creation, and you will say it's a human rights issue. Allah's curse be upon those people. And those people who are promoting it, like Saudi Arabia, and they say all welcome, all LGBT welcome, lesbian, gay, bigender, this, transgender, this gender, all come. So such people are 100% murtad and out of the fold of Islam. Not only amongst human beings, وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ أَزْوَاجَ, and among the animals and the cattle and all that as well, also Almighty Allah has made for them their spouses. Spouses, meaning that Almighty Allah has made the opposite gender. They are attracted to the opposite, the male will go to the female. So that is the meaning there. The difference will be me and you have a nikah, they have mating season, and with whoever they get busy, they get busy. So that is the distinction between man, human being, and humankind, and the animal kingdom. So because they don't have to worry, for them there's no accountability with who you slept and how many children you made and so forth. So this human being today has become like animals? Nay, Well, this people, Quran says, "Ulaika kal an'am balhum adal." They are like animals. Nay, they are even worse than animals. So all these people who are promoting the lesbian and the gay culture and so forth, or they are apologetic to it and say, "My friends are gay and my friends are homosexuals and so forth and so on." So these are the haramis. You can't read salat behind them. They are people who are out of the fold of Islam, who are compromising regarding the deen of Islam. You call that mudahana, ar-ridha bil fisq. That is the definition. What do law tudhinu for yudhinun? Mudahana, to compromise and apologize about Islam, is kufr and takes you out of the fold of Islam. Yadra'ukum fi. Now Islam gave us such a wonderful system and institution of marriage. Mawlana Salim Karim has performed many more, much more nikahs than myself. I don't perform so many nikahs. So you ask Mawlana that he performed nikah 5 years ago, 10 years ago. What happened to that couple? Now, mashallah, they have 2, 3, 4, 5 children. That is the meaning of yadra. Now this institution of nikah in this world and in the year after. But there's a difference. Chapter 44, verse 54, what does Almighty Allah say? وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. We will perform the nikah and the marriage ceremony there in Jannah and Paradise with the beautiful damsels and women of Jannah, yea, in this world. Than immortals and sinners like myself, we perform the nikah, but they, Allah will perform the nikah, and this institution of marriage will continue even in paradise. So holy, so sacred it is. After the marriage, yathra'ukum fi, ay yakthurukum fi. So now you will start multiplying, and that is how the world population come. These haram means that now they have a big problem. Their population has got no positive growth. It's going in the negative because they're more busy with the lesbians and the gay business and so forth. Worse than swines they are, Quran says. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Remember, Allah Jalla wa Ala is unique in every aspect, in every way. Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Go open chapter 112, the third last chapter of the noble Quran. There is nothing equal on par with Almighty Allah in any aspect, in any respect. And laysa kamithli shay. Almighty Allah does not resemble anything of His with the creation and in the entire universe and creation. Nothing resembles that of Almighty Allah. Who is Allah? Allah is that supreme being. We believe in Him, but remember, He's beyond our perception, comprehension. The Golden Globe ceremony there in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, they had their votes regarding their films, and there was a film, God, the creator of the universe. How many votes? They said 0. So that lady there made a mockery, said that we don't believe in God. This is a godless society. She made a mockery of Almighty Allah and all the haramis and all the swines that were there. So remember, all started laughing, clapping hands and so forth. And within 24, 48 hours, then the rest became history. What they could not do in Gaza in 15 months, Allah Ta'ala did for them in 2-3 days, flattened them all. Do you know the bull? The bull is sitting there at $300 billion for that area of California, Los Angeles, Hollywood. Kudrat ka karishma. This morning, tahajjud time, we make dua. Allahumma zid azabaka alayhim. Allahumma arsil alayhim rihan sarsara. Ya Allah, burn their homes. Ya Allah, decimate and destroy them, these zalim and haramis, always murdering, killing our Muslims, babies and children and civilians and so forth. So laysa kamithli shay. Nothing in the entire universe resembles Him. All Almighty Allah. Wa huwa sami'ul basir. He is all hearing and all observing and seeing. Lahu, it belongs only exclusively to him. Maqalidu samawati wal ard. Maqalid, the plural of miqalid, the keys of the heavens and the earth, meaning when will the rain come? When will the fruit come? When will the vegetation come? Everything is only, solely, exclusively in his control, the keys of the celestial creation, terrestrial creation. Yabsutur rizqa, he will increase the sustenance. Limay yasha, for whosoever he wishes. Wa yaqadir, and he will decrease it for whoever he wishes. Innahu bi kulli shay'in alim. Verily, Almighty Allah alone is all knowing of everything. Nothing is hidden and obscure from him. We want the risk, so read Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu. Learn to speak to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the darkness of the night. Wa fi samaa'i rizqukum wa ma tu'adun. And remember, in the skies is your risk. So Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Last night was a very, very eventful day and night for us as Muslims, and for me personally as well. So let us give you the news, views, and all interviews that are happening today, last night, today, and so forth, locally, nationally, internationally. 16 Rajab 1446, Gaza genocide. Today is, remember, Thursday, day number 468. So after 467 days, they reached the ceasefire, the haramis. And remember, in Russia, it is day number 1057, Russia and Ukraine, the conflict. So these are your news, views, interviews. So ceasefire came into place yesterday, meaning that was the announcement. Effective, it will be from Sunday, insha'Allah al-Aziz. So now there are many, many consequences about this. Number one, more and more aid will go in, insha'Allah, to Gaza. Minimum 600 trucks and lorries will go in. So let's hope the Jutlas, they don't try. You must remember to sabotage that. Then the hostages, now they will start on Sunday, because Trump has put a lot of pressure. So Monday he can say, Mr. Trump, Donald Trump, that I, the felon and criminal, brought about the hostage deal. Your Biden, good for nothing. Joe genocide could not do it. And I did it. You know what the egoist and narcissist he is. So 33 hostages will be released, not one time, in phases. And 1,500. Some media are saying 1,000, some are saying 1,500 of the Palestinians. Haaretz, wonderful cartoon. Anybody got the cartoon? Anybody who got Haaretz, you must look at the cartoon. You see, now he's got Netanyahu and laid down there on the stretcher in the hospital, and he says that UBB, he called him son of a bee, so he's not going to go for Trump's inauguration. He made three parts of his body. You know, Kurbani, we say you must make three parts. So one for yourself, one for your family and friends, and one for the poor. So he say, hey, UBB, I'm going to make three parts of you. Phase one, phase two, phase three. So they go the cartoon with Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal's long nose, the chutla nose. Wonderful cartoon, I must tell you that. I slept smiling and falling asleep last night. But now there will be huge ramifications. Watch what's going to happen today and tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. Ben Gvir, Minister of Security Police, he is urging the right-wingers and people who don't agree with this, take calling it surrender to Hamas. So they're going to be resigning according to the press. So he Smotrich and all of them. And he says now openly, he said Bibi sacrificed the hostages for his personal interest to remain in power. Now the beans are coming out. You see that? All the secret things will come out. He's spilling the beans and singing like a canary. That is Ben Gvir. They're a cursed nation. Remember, they will stab one another in the back so that they cannot rule. And then Netanyahu becomes the prime minister of the Israeli government with the minority power party. And then that might lead to elections and big problems for them. But remember, the ceasefire will only be effective from Sunday. So they still got 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, to murder and cause martyrdom to our children and babies, our men and women. But what a shame. Oh, Muslim, whoever you meet today among the non-Muslims, give them this. Tell them, America, you harami. Whether you are Bush, whether you are Obama or Clinton, or whether you are Trump or Biden, or whoever the hell you are, see how humiliated you are. In Ukraine, Russia giving them a good hiding. From Russia with love. Therefore, we love Putin. Anybody beats the Americans and also forth, we will support him, whether he's a communist or whether he's a socialist or whether he's an atheist or whatever. Only on that score we like him for Putin. Putin says, I'm ready for you. So now he's getting ready, Trump. He says, I'll meet you person to person and no conditions attached, because they're catching it and losing billions. Taiwan, they lost there as well against the Chinese. Can you believe that America could not beat the Chinese? And yeah, 70 countries could not beat our children, could not beat our Mujahideen. Oh, you chief rabbi of South Africa, oh, you chief rabbi of Israel, hang your heads in shame. You couldn't beat 10,000 people with your nuclear, with your arms, with your murderous weapons and mass weapons of mass destruction. And you want to come tell us about peace. You are the super terrorist on this earth, the scum on the earth, a cursed nation who will always be punished. That is what they accomplished. Karamat, a miracle that we saw. What is Quwwat Imani? What is the strength and the impact and the dynamics, remember, of Iman and faith and so forth. Alhamdulillah, 3 Jutlas killed yesterday. We have no sympathy for them. The Houthis are very good people. They're Israel. Yesterday, I received a clip from their former deputy prime minister. And what he said, Iran, he said that we have lost Syria, the Kuffar Shias, we have lost Lebanon, we have lost Iraq also partially, and the Houthis, they don't listen to us, because the Houthis are not Shias, all of them, many of them are still Zaydis and Tafdhiliya. They say Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh is the greatest companion, but they respect and they love all the other companions. So obviously we don't agree with them, but that will not render them as non-Muslim. We will say they're wrong on that issue, but they are still Muslim. I went there, we read Salat behind them and so forth. So the Houthis targeted the American ship and they hit the target. LA, I told you just now, expected a projected expenses $300 billion to reconstruct Gaza, 75,000 billion, you understood, or whatever you want to call it. But remember that will be multiplied there times 3 times 4. Trump's envoy, he forced Bibi Netanyahu to accept this ceasefire. Otherwise, we will get rid of you. We will have no veto for you, and so forth and so on. The right wingers are very upset with Trump. We thought, Trump, you will come come and choose for us. So Trump told them, get out of Gaza. Hence you see the getting out of Gaza. Trump told them that no annexation. I want to make a deal with Saudi Arabia. Trump is not interested in them. He is looking at the grand plan of the Middle East. And the last time he brought about all these shaitans, the Emirates and Jordan. Not Jordan was in already, and Bahrain and Morocco and all these haramis. So remember that. So now he wants to bring in Saudi Arabia as well. Blinken will be known, remember, Secretary of Genocide. They all war criminals. Biden, Blinken, Bush, and whoever. And thereafter, remember, Russia and Iran. They're going to take on the West and aid China there. And all the others will be Raymar Sam. Remember that, like South Africa and so forth. They will see which side things are going. 12 countries already involved have abandoned the dollar and they de-dollarizing. They're no more using the dollar for the import-export. Very good. The more countries do so, the better it is. Chapo, Daniel Chapo is such a chap. So there, maybe was eating chippies, I don't know. He was sworn in yesterday in Maputo as the president of Mozambique and so forth. BBC said that 10 people, BBC last night when I heard, they said 8 people were killed there in Maputo and in Nampula. And South African news I heard, they said 10 people were killed. So you make your mind up. So remember, there won't be peace there. The opposition is gathering momentum and the hearts of the people. But Cyril and all of them were there. Why? Cyril belongs to ANC. And there you must remember is Frelimo, 49, 50 years, they in power plus minus. So Frelimo and ANC, you know how it is, that the honest people move together and the crooks move together as well. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. So remember this. A judge that is pro-Israel might become the president. You know that lady that everything she voted for, you must remember, in favor of Israel. So maybe she might become the president. Can you believe that? Bangladesh is run by two women. One lady ran away there to India, and she is the special guest of Modi. He's another terrorist as far as we Muslims are concerned. Another lady there, if you know Bangladesh, is Khalida Zia. So she was found not guilty, and now she is innocent according to them. Bibi Netanyahu might be booted out very soon. So let's wait and see. Let's come to the South African news, views, interviews. The ANC elite, just look at their opulence and what they did in Cape Town. I'll send out the article today. A shame and a disgrace how they loot the poor and lead a life of luxury. Hang your heads in shame, you ANC. Therefore, I'm very happy. I never ever voted for you and will never vote for you. Port Shepstone yesterday, somebody sent me a photo and images. A factory is burning. Allah knows best. It is alleged that the workers burned that building. The building belongs to the Muslims. It's called the Vikings. They make chips, I believe. Then I phoned somebody there to verify it. They said, yes, it's true. Listen to this story here. You know, when we were in school, they said you must be sober like a judge. But I can tell you this much. This judge here, to me, doesn't seem sober. Judge Banenji or Banengi, whatever. He told his secretary, you must remove your top. You see that? Me, I want to check little bit how sober you are. And then too many sober things. That are some of the judges we got. It leaves a lot, you know, to what South Africa has become. Some schools are not even built, but they told the students you must go there in the beginning of the academic year. The guy went there, he saw it's an open felt, an open place. So where the hell must they go? You too ministers of education. You're good for nothing, man. Absolutely disaster, you know. Stilfontein, 78 bodies pulled out. And their Klerksdorp don't have enough facilities in the mortuary. So many dead people are being pulled out. And some of them coming out alive, 100, 200. The joke is on us. We have to pay for all this. Remember that. The Muslim Woman is out. Yesterday I received my copy for February, 25 rand. You men and women, invest in it. Wonderful magazine, Muslim Woman. You will find Q&A. Wonderful article, inshallah, regarding Ramadan and the unique features of Shaaban and Ramadan. So buy it, purchase it, and buy for others also, your friends, your people who embrace Islam and so forth. Yesterday, last night I was there, Hazrat Mufti Saab, and I told him about the ceasefire and so forth, and Bukhari Sharif is finished. So Hazrat Mufti Saab last night was teaching Al-Maqasidul Hasana. Wonderful moments we have, you know, and we relish and cherish that. Excellent. Walau kari al-hasidun, walau kari al-haqidun. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka shukru kullu, walaka alhamdu kullu. Hada min faldi Rabbi. Our program today, Mona Zahid will speak to Sheikh Hasad Ali of Pakistan. MashaAllah, he is there and he's doing good work there. 11 to 12 in our fiqh lesson, we're discussing the various religions. So today we will be discussing Hinduism. And then 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. And inshallah, tonight you should read Suratul Kahf, Surah Dukhan. And you, my sons, who are becoming Hafiz, you're starting your career, oh parents, tell your sons, daughters, they should be reading in this sequence, Surah Yasin, then Surah Dukhan, and thereafter Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda in the 21st Subara, 21st Juz, and thereafter Surah Mulk, and abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. Remember, that is Salawat and Durood Sharif. May Almighty Allah grant us all tawfiq. Jee Mona Salim, we have 17, 18 minutes left, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Isab, is it compulsory to read the two rakat sunnah of Fajr when you are musafir?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whether you are musafir or you are muqim, you must read the sunnat of Fajr. That is known as Akadu Sunan. Rak'atay al-Fajr khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. The most emphasized sunnah among all the sunnah prayer are the two rakats of Fajr before the compulsory salat, are the two sunnah the muqadda. Therefore, I try and finish up at 55, 56, and then I read my two sunnahs, and then I go to the masjid, because we have to read it, whether we musafir or muqim, and that there's consensus on that issue there, so we should not omit it. Remember that. You must read it, even you have to crawl towards it, remember.
Mufti Saab, tell us something about the earthquake in China and the floods in Dubai.
Remember that all this year will happen and get more and more. Why? ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِعِبَادَةِ. Almighty Allah will send His winds. Allah will send the earthquakes. Allah Ta'ala will send the floods and the tsunamis. Why? Allah is warning humanity. Don't do that what the people in America did. The Golden Globes, they mocked Allah, and then Allah punished them, and the whole world saw how they were punished and so forth. And America, in its pride and arrogance, used to tell the world they are the ones who are superpower. Their water got finished there, and the people could not do anything. So imagine what they tried to harm our Palestinians, and for 70, 80 years they're doing it. But the world witnessed the genocide, the crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing the past 15 months. And not that China is innocent, they are also oppressing the people there, the Uyghur Muslims and so forth. So wherever it is, remember, floods in Makkah also there was recently, 2-3 weeks ago. So all this is one reason reason only. ذَٰلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِعِبَادَةِ Allah is warning you, servants. I can decimate, destroy you in a split second. And why does it happen? وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ When calamities, disasters, catastrophes befall you, it's because of your own deeds and your own actions. That is what we believe in, and that is what the Quran Sharif teaches us.
Mufti Saab, can you go from Khaybar to Al-Ula and Maidan-e-Salih from Medina?
You must remember, many, many years ago, you know, we used to get all these different visas. So I flew, remember, from Jeddah direct to Tabuk, you see. So then I did that whole thing, you must remember. Al-Ula, Madain-e-Salih, and remember Khaybar. And there in the Khaybar, there was an incident there. So the police were there. That time they shouldn't allow all and sundry. So they said, show your passport. So I said, so they said, under diplomacy, ya Sheikh, you are a diplomat. And then we had police escort. Every 50 kilos, you see, the new police come and took us. So from Khaybar to Medina plus minus 140, 150 kilometers. So three police cars were taking turns, you know. So they escorted us because these idiots don't can read properly. They said we're diplomats. And I told my wife, just keep quiet. This is very good for us, you see. Koi panjo panchat karo, you understand? They doing it for us, alhamdulillah. So Allah Ta'ala made it possible. So yes, but remember, we mustn't go to Madain-e-Salih for entertainment and fun. If you go there, go for Ibrah and take lesson and so forth. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when you go to these places for tabaku, that you must cry or make your face like that of a person who's crying, because these places are mu'adhab. Allah Ta'ala's punishment descended there. MBS, the murtad harami shaitan, so now he wants to build his fantasy city and so forth there in the arm. Until now, it's a disaster, and this will land Saudi Arabia into bankruptcy. They're already getting a deficit because of the World Cup and because of Expo and because of Neom and so forth. When you have idiots as your leaders, then Allah Ta'ala uses them to destroy your own country.
Mufti Saab, what do you do if you miss namazes from the time you became baligh?
So first and foremost, you must show remorse and regret, at tawbah to an-nadama. Second thing you must do is make a ahad, a pledge, a promise to Almighty Allah. In future, I will never miss any salat. Go and read the beginning of the 18 supara, 18 Jews, and go read the beginning of Surah Mu'minun, chapter 23, the first 10, 11 verses. In the second verse, Allah Ta'ala says, "Alladhina hum." They read and perform their salat with humility. And in the ending of the Sifatul Mu'mineen wal Mu'minat, the true qualities of the true believers, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ They guard their salat. They don't miss their salat, safaran wa hadara, whether they are traveling or whether they are at home. Then Allah will give them Jannatul Firdaus. Dawsil A'la, chapter 23, verse number 9. So that is why. Now all the salat you must, Fajr 1000, Asr 500, this one 400, immediately now, start making qada. Leave out your nafil salat, leave out your sunnah de ghair mu'akkada, and start reading your qada. Once in a while you read, you woke up, you read tahajjud, is good. But not every day you so engrossed with tahajjud and nafil salat and you're leaving out and abandoning your sunnah, your first salat, your qada. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi, wa huwa hadithun sahih, authentic hadith. Awwalu ma yuhasabu bil abdu yawm al qiyamah as salat. The first thing we'll be questioned about on the day of justice is our salat. Did you ever wonder, ponder, reflect, why is salat called salat? As silatu بين العبد وربي, it is the link, connection and nexus between slave, servant and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We will never come near to the mercy of Allah without salat. So start making qada immediately today, not tomorrow and wait for Sha'ban and Ramadan. No, immediately we must start doing it. Allah grant us tawfiq.
Mufti Saab kindly has programs on mahrams and their responsibilities, as a lot of women are in dire straits trying to live a dignified life. The question is, who is more deserving of assistance, an unmarried aunt or sister or a widowed mother-in-law?
Remember, every person in life must follow this rule, and in Arabic we call it al-aham fal-aham. Al-A-L, Aham, A-H-A-M, which means the law of priority. So we can't make one blanket ruling, but we'll give you examples. So you see a family member of yours really in dire straits. They can't pay their rental, water, lights, they're struggling for food. So we, the nephew, the niece, the uncle, auntie, so we must come there to them and assist them. Well, we know they are Muslim, we know they are in dire straits, so give them zakat and so forth and so on. And we're not doing them a favor. It is their right over us. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. And when you help your kith and kin, your family members, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَكَ أَجْرَان. You get double reward. أَجْرُ الصَّدَقَ وَأَجْرُ الصِّلَى. The reward of charity and the reward of strengthening the family ties. Authentic hadith, open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. Second one is this, that in Palestine there's no water, there's no food, there's no so many things there, and your family are okay. Not that they are starving and really struggling, they're leading a quite comfortable life. So there you will help the Palestinians first, then you worry about your family. Regarding your mother-in-law and so forth, that is not your responsibility, but it is always good that you help them, more so if they don't have children, or they have children but the children are good for nothing, they busting up their money on drugs and casinos and women and so forth, Allah forbid. So very good, then you take the responsibility. I told you 100 times, my mother-in-law, we brought her here. I told my wife, you got 10 brothers and they got their wives, no one will look after her like how you can. So bring her here. She's totally blind and she stayed here and she passed away here. So we must come to the fore and take their du'as. Every day I said, Masi, kiraya bhi barwanu che. You're staying here, you have to pay rental. She said, kariba che, is right. So how much is kiraya, beta? I said, kiraya means rental. Every day read 2 rakat salat for me. And that was my career starting, you know, in media. So I was very shaky and so forth. So that I said, you must read 2 rakat salat. Allah Ta'ala make easy and accept it. So you see, that is what we must learn. Take the people's du'as. Don't make your in-laws into outlaws and so forth and so on. So that is what rise to the occasion. Mokae shanasi, mardam shanasi, and look for the opportunity and see how much love. When we were in Newcastle, my mother was there, my mother-in-law was there, and we sit there and we talk. I talk with my mother in Yemen, and I talk with my mother-in-law in Gujarati, and they're all mixed up, but we were learning like that, you see. So we can't forget all these moments, you see. We relish and cherish all that. So you must rise to the occasion. But one proviso, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Kitab, is a platinum ring permissible for men?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahih hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, ittakhidhu min wariqin. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the man, you must use rings only exclusively made from silver, not from gold, and this metal and that metal not permissible, only silver. And Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahib rahimahullah, ahsanul fatawa, one of the great faqih and mufti and Jura Stray in Pakistan. I met him several times. We used to go to his majlis also, mashallah. There he was in Nazimabad and so forth. He said it must not exceed 4.85 grams of silver. So that is the fatwa and verdict. For men, only silver rings and must not exceed 4.85. Just say 450, 480 like that to be on the safe side. And inshallah, then you are practicing on what the Sharia and the Hadith Sharif teaches us, the teaching of Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Mufti Sahab, we are doing a second Umrah tonight, inshallah, and leaving for Medina tomorrow. Do we have to make Tawaf Wida as well for Umrah?
Remember, yeah, there are three issues. When you perform Hajj, then Tawaful Wida is wajib, compulsory, if you are came from Africa, America, Europe, and those places. Unless the lady is in a menses, then it is waived off. Like Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha, the honorable wife of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Umrah, according to majority scholars, there is no Tawaful Wida. So no Tawaful Wida. Third issue, remember after Hajj, now you go and make a Umrah. So that Umrah will be Qa'im Maqam, will be a substitute for Tawaful Wida. That is what happened to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. On the night of the 14th, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there in Aziziya, nowadays what we call Shisha, where Dawood Mota is, bin Dawood, in Aziziya. Shisha branch. I'm not saying in that exact spot, but in that location, in that area there. So the Master alayhi salam wanted to leave. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha came crying, Ya Rasulullah, all the honorable wives perform Umrah Hajj. I only perform a Hajj because of a menses. Okay, go with your brother Abdul Rahman radiallahu an and go and perform Umrah. They went to Tan'im, made intention there and performed the Umrah. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah taught us, if you make a Umrah, then Tawaful Wida is incorporated in there and there's no need to perform Tawaful Wida. So yeah, there's no Tawaful Wida compulsory in Umrah. So if you want to make another Umrah and then proceed to Medina Munawwara, all fine, very good, make dua for us and the Ummah and Palestine.
I want to know, can one pray this wasifa, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen, in the state of menses?
100% permissible. You got worry, you got sorry, you got anxiety, and Allah Jalla Wala gave us the bushra, the bisharat, the glad tidings, chapter 21, verse 87, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ, and we rescued him for Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, Jonah, in the belly of the fish, and there in the belly of the fish he was reading, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, in then Allah gave glad tidings for me and you. Ordinary mortals, ordinary people, gunegar, sinners, every day we committing vices and sins, but Allah loves us so much. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and similarly we will rescue and save and deliver the believers also. We will remove their worry, sorry, anxiety. You, my daughter, my sister, you are haiza in your menses, so don't make intention of tilawat of Quran and recitation of Quran, make intention of dua and read it even in menses, totally permissible. Last question.
Mufti Sahab, are we allowed to hold 40 days after the mayyit and invite people to eat? Also, is there such a thing as the first Eid after the deceased has passed on?
Remember, our people, they brought about a lot of cultural things. So when I was a young boy in Heidelberg, then Eid day we used to make a note, you know, my father or my brother, whoever. He say we must go this house, because why? Their father passed away, their mother passed away, this passed away, and so forth. They call first Eid. All our people got 3 days, 40 days, 100 days, and then you call people to eat. But look at how fat and obese our people are already. So what do you want to give them for mufatiyas? So Qurada hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, al mauta kal ghariq al mutaghawis, the people who passed away, they like the drowning person screaming, shouting for help and so forth. So remember, there's no such thing that you must wait for one particular day and make Isali Sawab. Every day you do so. Therefore, we reject 3 days, we reject 40 days, we reject first Eid, we reject 22nd of Rajab, Kheer Puri and all that. There's no such thing in Islam. That is invented by the Shias, you must remember, on the demise of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh. You want to do something for Hazrat Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah, his grave Mubarak is there in Medina Munawwara Baqi. Do it today, do it tomorrow. Don't make takhsis, don't specify a date. I tell you, I won't make dua for my father, I'll wait till 40 days. It's common sense I'm asking you. Only a shaitan will say that, I won't make dua for my father, I won't give charity, I'll wait for 40 days. So we reject all these things here. These are things that are alien to Islam. Man ahdatha min amrina hadha ma laysa min fa huwa raddun. So these type of things are rejected in Islam. Right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.